This morning, we're going to get some really good information about the smoke and what it's doing to us and what we're doing about it. And to talk about that this morning, Climate Smart Glacier Country's Kate McMahon.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good, good. And also from Flathead City County Health, we have Heather Murray.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
John.
Hi. Okay. So let's start out here and talk a little bit, I think, with you, Heather, Kate, about climate change. And what is it? Do you think this is why we've been getting the smoke and all these fires?
Yeah, we're having hotter summers. We're having longer summers, drier summers. And all of that contributes to more wildfires. USDA has statistics, and the Forest Service is within the USDA, that the fire season is now 60 days longer than it was just 30 years ago.
Now, is that for Montana?
No, that's for all over the country.
That's all over the country, yeah. Because I know in California they say the fire season is pretty much year-round now.
Yeah, and we get smoke, when we get smoke, it's not just Montana smoke. Last year, when the smoke was bad, some of that was coming from the California fires. In May, we had smoke that was coming from Alberta.
That's right. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you figure blew that away?
I think it was a change in the wind patterns. Mm-hmm. Because it's unusual for us to get the wind coming down from the north. Usually the prevailing winds are from the southwest, but then right. We get the Idaho and the California and the Utah smoke. So we're getting it either way.
Okay. So now that we understand that we're getting more fires, and climate change, you think is the reason for that?
It's contributing to that. Like I said, we're getting hotter weather, drier weather. This year has been normal. Everybody thinks this is a wet year, and it's like, well, no, it's not a wet year. This is what used to be normal, but we're getting more dry and longer summers, so the fire season comes earlier and stays longer.
So in understanding climate change, because a lot of folks think it, global warming, and it is, there is warming going on, but the warming is at the poles, and that's what's causing the issues.
But even Glacier Park has, the temperature has increased, I think, 2.6 degrees on average per year just over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. We're seeing it here, the more extreme, conditions you're getting at the poles.
But it's the warming of the poles that's causing the weather changes and the pattern changes and the wind changes, too. We've seen the change in the jet stream, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing has been dipping way south.
Yeah, so places like Europe, France, they've been, they never had air conditioning before, because of the jet stream. They're mm-hmm. seeing hotter temperatures than they've ever had before. Alaska, they've had a really bad fire year, and they've broken records for temperatures up there.
So what's the net result on all of this, on people?
When we have more fires, more wildfires, we have mm-hmm. more smoke. And then smoke increases respiratory illness and cardiovascular illness. And Heather is the health person, so she can address that.
We're going to really get into that here in just a moment.
Yeah.
But help us understand the breadth of all of this.
So we have more, people that are higher medical costs, more people that are at risk. We have vulnerable populations, the elderly, young people, low-income households that don't have air conditioning are all more at risk because they can't really escape the wildfire, and you have longer seasons of it. So, just the medical cost alone, and then trying to retrofit buildings, so that you can provide for that. So there are some real costs, health costs, and then financial costs that are associated with the warming weather and the increase in wildfires.
Now, Glacier Smart, our Climate Smart Glacier Country works on a lot of different things on that. What is your role, you figure, in all of this?
Glacier Smart has, really identified three things. One is adaptation, resilience, and education. Mm-hmm. So adaptation are things like, we know we're going to have more wildfires. We know we're going to have hotter summers. So we need to retrofit buildings, go back and, put air conditioning in, become more energy efficient. A big role that Glacier Smart has is education. So it's doing programs like this. We've hosted a number of fire workshops. We have a website and a blog where we put information on that. And we've been working with the health department to look for grants so that we can produce more educational materials and work with the health service providers to get more information out to people. So education is a big role that we see for ourselves.
Kate McMahon and Heather Murray with us. Heather is a public health nurse for Flathead City County Health Department. So what is this smoke doing to us, Heather?
Well, people with underlying health conditions really have trouble breathing smoke from wildfires. So when we have smoky weather and there's really no limit to how much is bad, especially for our younger populations, you'll see a rise in cardiovascular events. So people with heart disease, people with any sort of respiratory illness, asthma, bronchitis, you see an increase in ER visits and people struggle, an increase in asthma attacks, things like that when we have poor air.
Is there something that your department is doing to support these issues?
Well, out of our department, we have the Montana Asthma Program, which is a visiting nurse program for any children with asthma. And we definitely do the communication when air quality is poor. We are the ones who are responsible for monitoring the station and then using that Department of Environmental Quality air quality information to talk to all of the schools, coaches, and any other public facilities who might need that, daycares, to know what their recommendations should be for activity for the kids.
Well, last year we had to cancel some football games because of it.
Yes, we did. But these kinds of things can hurt people into the future. So lungs are something you want to take care of in our young populations.
Yeah, you know, we talk about people at risk, people who are older, people who have heart conditions, people who have lung situations. But what effect is this having on our young people who are out in the smoke all the time? Are they likely to develop problems going forward in their lives?
It's definitely a possibility, and we need to think about that when we do have sporting events. And also, we talk about the elderly and low-income populations, but we also have to think about the populations who are outside working all the time. And in a place like Montana, we have a lot of outdoor workers. So they are also at risk for long-term smoke exposure, yes. And next week later in August, when Dr. Mm-hmm. Smith comes, he can speak more specifically to some of those things.
We've talked with him before, and he's really what he tells us is just a little bit scary.
Yes.
I think because the thing we're dealing with here, and both of you can respond to this, what we're dealing with here is something we've never seen before, at least in the human lifetime, and it's happening faster than we've ever seen it happen before. So we really don't know what we're dealing with.
There haven't been, well, more frequently now, there are a few studies out there who are looking more specifically at wildfire events and their effect on health. These events happen suddenly. We're not always prepared for them, so researching this can be difficult. But there is some work being done out of the University of Montana after the Sealy Lake fires. And there have been a few other studies, but there's not really a big body of knowledge about this yet.
No. Is there something we can do to filter out the bad stuff from the smoke?
Yes. Actually, one of the best things people can do who are concerned about their own health is to purchase a HEPA filter for their home. And HEPA filters are different from air conditioners. Air conditioners will filter out large particulate matter, ash, things like that. But when you get down to the damaging part of smoke, that kind of particle, you need a HEPA filter for. So you can buy those down to the particulate matter size from wildfire smoke. And those are available at Walmart, Target, Ace Hardware, places like that.
Are you suggesting maybe that it's the particulates in here rather than the lousy odor that's causing the trouble?
Yes, it's the small particulate matter that causes the problems.
So the fact that it smells bad isn't what's hurting us.
No, no.
If See, that's
was,
the
that would be that would be great, right? Then you could just deodorize your house and you'd be good.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, it's the small particulate matter.
Back to you, Kate, here just a moment. Since we've never seen these things happen before in our climate, mm-hmm. do we have a body of knowledge here that gives us some kind of an indication of what we need to do to move forward?
Yeah, I think we, you know, there's more research that's always needed, but the state, Montana State University and University of Montana conducted a climate assessment that was released a couple years ago, and it had information specific to the state of Montana, you know, regarding forest health. And it's not just the forests that burn. Eastern Montana with the grasslands, you know, the fire spreads there. So really the entire state, you know, has wildfire issues, you know, to some degree. And they've looked at, you know, what we can do land use-wise, what we can do building-wise, what we can do to just on a personal level, you know, to try to change some of our lifestyle that would, you know, help you know, reduce, or not reduce, but maybe slow, you know, warming to some effect. So there has been that report that's specific to Montana. DEQ has information. EPA has an app called Smoke Sense that I think Heather's been using, you know, to collect data on this. And this is something you can download to your phone and actually, as a citizen scientist, contribute information to.
Been focusing on air quality. Generally, it's been a lot better this season than last season, right? We were kind of prepared for the worst after Sealy Lake. Boy, those poor people just got bombarded. What can you do during fire season when air quality is unhealthy? And what at what level of air quality should we begin to have concern? Because I know it's good, it's, you know, goes through different stages. Perhaps you could help with that, Kate?
Yeah, if you go to the Flathead County Health Department website,
right,
they have a link. Well, you gave a report on air quality today, so you can listen to this radio station. But you can also go to the website, and they have a link that tells you what the air quality rating is today. But they also have a chart that says, you know, if it's, you know, if you can see, you know, a mile away, it's this air quality, and it goes from good to poor to unhealthy to hazardous. So the chart tells you the visibility levels and what the air quality is, and then has recommendations for what you should be doing
now
when it reaches those different
levels. We regularly get information unhealthy for sensitive groups, and that's usually what young children and the elderly and those with COPD and that kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
But we are also concerned about young people too out playing in this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Young people just by nature still have developing lungs, so they fall into that sensitive group.
Yeah, and another group that we've heard from are the first responders, are the firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
They are out there not only in the smoke, but they are exerting themselves,
right,
and so they're breathing it in. So it's a big concern for
I know one of the research projects is looking at the continued exposure in the firefighters. So what are the recommendations when the air is unhealthy?
Well, the recommendations right now are to stay indoors and just not exert yourself if possible. The recommendations do also include having a HEPA filter if you can get one.
Okay. All right. And also follow the burn restrictions. We don't have open burning until in September.
Don't burn anything for
that. That's right. Anyway, the other thing is be alert to medical conditions of people around you. You know, if they need help, get them help.
Right.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's always a great update when we have you in.